Developers celebrate small tools, big milestones in open infrastructure. A roughly 372-line Go utility called Tailcat drew nearly 600 upvotes on Hacker News, a reaction that says something about what developers value. The tool places a Netcat-style command line interface on top of Tailscale's encrypted WireGuard mesh network, allowing users to pipe arbitrary data between machines through an authenticated, encrypted tunnel without configuring SSH keys or firewall rules. Tailscale's name resolution means machines are addressed by name rather than IP address, removing an entire class of operational friction. The project reinforces Tailscale's position as infrastructure developers want to build on. The Asahi Linux project published its 7.2 progress report, the latest chapter in a sustained engineering effort to bring full Linux support to Apple Silicon. The M-series chips Apple designed in-house offer exceptional performance, and the Asahi team has been reverse-engineering undocumented hardware interfaces, combining hardware probing, Mac OS driver analysis, and patience to enable a modern Linux desktop at reasonable graphics performance. The 7.2 milestone reflects continued progress on GPU driver support, historically the hardest piece of the puzzle. IBM announced a next-generation processor bridging its traditional Z mainframe architecture with Linux workloads on the same silicon, signaling that boundaries between computing architectures are becoming more porous across the industry. A preprint on the Mold Linker described a massively parallel approach to the compilation linking step, a stage that can dominate build times in large projects, with compiler engineers debating design trade-offs in the comments. An essay arguing that a well-constructed test harness, not feature code, represents the true artifact of craft in software development also circulated widely, articulating a perspective that experienced engineers tend to reach eventually but rarely state so plainly.